Hey, what's going on, all? This is Anand Bhatt, and you are listening to another podcast episode. But now we are doing something a little different, teaming up with 11 Labs, who are now doing AI versions of the podcast that I type out. It's really interesting. It's super cool. I hope you dig it.
As I embark on a journey to bid farewell to my seltzer addiction, the solution I've found lies in the refreshing simplicity of bottled lemon water. The effervescent bubbles of my beloved seltzer have been both a source of comfort and a tricky habit to break. But the tangy allure of lemon-infused water has caught my attention as a worthy substitute. The decision to make this switch isn't just about breaking free from the fizz. It's a conscious choice toward a healthier hydration alternative. While seltzers often come with added flavors and mysterious ingredients, the beauty of bottled lemon water is its transparency. I know exactly what's in it, water and lemon. No hidden surprises, just a straightforward combination that feels wholesome. One of the aspects that drew me to seltzers was the sensation of a carbonated kick, that satisfying snap when you open a can. I found that same refreshing burst in bottled lemon water, but without the artificial aftertaste that sometimes lingered with my previous go-to drinks. Lemon water also brings a touch of elegance to my hydration routine. There's something inherently sophisticated about the subtle citrus infusion. It's a beverage that feels a bit more intentional, a conscious choice to savor the simplicity of lemony freshness. As I make this transition, I'm not just swapping one habit for another. I'm embracing a change that aligns with my desire for cleaner, more straightforward choices. It's about making choices that not only satisfy my taste buds, but also contribute positively to my well-being.
Out. Rider.
On in the.
Out. Rider.
On in
the. So for those that are watching Urban to Grammys, you should know all of the winners, all 100 of them,
I guess it's 110.
All 110 winners are announced at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, in like a ceremony just for the Academy.
The actual.
That's where actually where it's something. And the performance is in the evening. And what you see is the performance of how many people didn't show up to actually see their awards, right? To get their awards.
Which is unusual. That's the first year. Right.
But what's crazy about that is that Carrie Underwood was really the only A-list performer. But she's obviously an American Idol person, so she's still kind of new to the scene, was that showed up to even know that they won. So either artists that actually were like up for awards, either feigned like they didn't know, like Kanye West putting his hands in the head trying to pray that he'd win the fucking album of the year.
Dave Grohl showed up to see.
Yeah, Dave Grohl did too, right. But we were walking out, that's right. We had left out a little
earlier. Yeah, but... And he did do a good feigning. Dave Grohl does... Wow, this is great, right? Stopping each sentence he's saying. So like he did a good acting job of pretending like he didn't know.
Pretending like they didn't know.
He did a good job doing that. But there's no way people aren't, their people are there, right?
Oh yeah, you're sending your entourage.
So Kanye
is all
fair. Is not the type of person who's gonna be able to wait an hour. First of all, Kanye is the type of person. I don't know if everybody sees this, that when if he doesn't win an award, he's the biggest baby in the world.
Which is actually what that one woman that was hosting the pre telecast ceremony.
Oh, yeah. So Patty Austin says, I'm really glad Kanye won every award possible. Because he won 3 in a row at the actual awards, not what we got.
And he wasn't there to slice them.
On TV, right? Well, yep. The actual awards behind the scenes. And so her response is, I'm glad he actually won every award possible because we really don't want to see him deal with him.
Yeah, dealing with crying backstage.
Deal with him if he didn't win, not just one.
There's definitely a lot, which is weird that he won so much because there's so much and obviously animosity towards his attitude.
Right.
Like
he's the jackass of the industry, but look how much Kanye content is getting played. Right. Yeah. And you know what, I gotta be honest with you because I did not vote that category, so I never heard that Kanye album. And for all we know, it's really good.
Well, it's just cool that he performed with Daft Punk, which gives him a lot more validity in my book.
Well, what was cool about that is I was ignoring Kanye was on the stage.
And the Chemical Brothers won a Grammy for fucking electronic music, right?
Chemical Brothers won? No, who did win?
No, it was Chemical Brothers.
Stood up, it was Chemical Brothers?
It was Chemical Brothers. And that album's not very good. It's actually their worst album.
That's great.
Actually, I would recommend not buying that album, but they won a Grammy for it.
Okay, you heard it. Don't buy the album. But they won a Grammy for it.
LCD Sound System and Justice are by far much superior albums and much more original. The Chemical Brothers are tapped out, and it was actually like almost mailed it in to cash a check. That's what it kind of seemed to me.
And Beastie Boys, who I did not even know released anything